Hello, I'm Jan van der Made and this is the International Report. This week, US President Donald Trump is celebrating his first 100 days in office, but not everyone is happy. We talked to Democrats from Pennsylvania and political analysts from Georgia and Virginia to get their takes on what is probably the most volatile start to a US presidency in living memory.
The golden age of America begins right now.
When Trump was inaugurated on the 20th of January, we asked Jeff Wilford, a Trump voter sporting the famous red Make America Great Again baseball cap, who traveled for hours to Washington, D.C. to witness the event, what his expectations were for Trump's presidency.
He's going to restore faith in the government. He's going to secure our borders. He's going to make sure that our economy flourishes. And he's going to usher in a golden age of a new America.
Herman Mark Schwartz, a political science professor at the University of Virginia, thinks these hopes were grossly inflated.
We have not secured the border, the economy sucks, and faith in the government has dropped.
We also interviewed Bill, a 50-something who was taking part in the massive anti-Trump People's Rally 2 days before the inauguration. He was worried about what was to come.
My most strong concern is that he'll dismantle the civil service as we know it, and without that, it's easy to tear something down. It's hard to put it back together.
That's true. You know, if you fire people, they'll go looking for other jobs. And to the extent that people don't come back to their original job, organizations lose the institutional memory that makes those organizations work.
Having signed more than 130 executive orders, ranging from firing tens of thousands of people to arresting and deporting illegal aliens who are sometimes not so illegal, suspending climate deals and uprooting long-standing alliances, Trump has turned both the US and the rest of the world upside down. Charles Bullock, a political science professor at the University of Georgia, says it's been a chaotic start, to say the least.
There's been no continuity. Every day, Trump wakes up and acts as kind of whatever some kind of inner spirit tells him to do, whether it be to raise tariffs or cut tariffs, whether it be to watch the stock market crash or try to do something to pull it back up, whether he decides to go after institutions of higher education. There's simply no continuity.
It's very simple. This is a breakdown of democratic and constitutional order. Once you start saying that the executive can arrest people on the street and remove them from the country without a formal legal hearing, you have eliminated what we call due process here.
Americans across the country are already feeling the effects of Trump's actions. This is Randolph Shannon, Secretary of the Progressive Democrats of America, who lives in Beaver County in West Pennsylvania.
Just yesterday, ICE, the immigration service, raided a very popular Mexican restaurant that's just like 5 miles from our house and shut it down. We don't even know the status of the immigrants who own and operate the restaurant.
His wife, Tina, is also a long-term Democratic activist.
My sister operates a food bank in North Carolina. And they're already seeing the effect of the food they're getting. They're hardly getting any fresh food, any fresh vegetables in now. There are a lot of food programs in the United States that pays farmers for their food, and then some of it goes to food banks. So there are programs like that, like there are similar programs that have been cut.
At first, Democrats seemed too stunned by Trump's tsunami of new policies to even respond. Their initial strategy was to wait and see, hoping that the president's own actions would bring about a downfall of his popularity. But now they've begun to fight back. Herman Mark Schwartz again.
The center of the party is shifting more in a confrontational direction in the last few weeks because the polling has suggested that what Trump is doing is incredibly unpopular. Trump is deeply negative on the economy. Trump has just turned negative on immigration. So the Democrats are kind of waking up. The other bit that's helping them wake up is there have been massive protests across the U.S.
We had the biggest rally in my lifetime at the courthouse, April 5th.
Here in Charlottesville, we had a protest in which somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 people showed up. For our region, that's an enormous number of people. And there have been similar protests with similar numbers all across the U.S.
While this anti-Trump protest movement may well become more widespread, Bullock believes that if the president carries on this way, he could be digging his own grave.
The consequences are of what Donald Trump is doing now is to potentially set up the Republicans for massive losses come 2026, that the unemployment, which has been caused through the massive layoffs of federal employees, the tariffs, which indeed, if they stay in place, are going to drive up prices. It may even be that his immigration policies, even that may backfire on him if indeed we begin to see situations where there are not the workers to harvest the crops in the fields, if indeed we don't have workers who are going to do construction projects, which will drive up the cost of housing, and housing is already in short supply in most urban areas. So it may be that that what Trump is really doing is sowing the dragon's teeth that are going to hurt his party come the midterm elections.
There are still 18 months to go until the midterm elections in 2026, 18 months in which Trump will have almost unlimited power with a Republican majority in both houses of Congress and a Supreme Court that favors his party too. Until then, Democrats will have to find ways to counter Trump's actions and hope that in November next year, some of the checks and balances that have been lost will be restored. And that was the International Report. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye.